great.
He was an Italian.
We'll have it when we come back from break. We're going to keep this topic open, though, to the next hour. So feel free to call up right here at 424-2600, right at the birthday girl's got it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump made two campaign stops over the weekend, one in Iowa, one in Pennsylvania, after he was hit with new charges in the federal documents case. Today, another worker at his Palm Beach estate is scheduled to be arraigned on charges of helping others try to get rid of evidence. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, appears before the chief magistrate judge in Miami. He's now the third defendant in this first ever federal prosecution of a former president. According to the superseding indictment, among other things, de Oliveira, along with Trump and Trump's aide Walt Nada, attempted to delete security video that potentially showed the movement of boxes and classified records.
Lori Vallow Daybell will be sentenced today in the deaths of her two children, 16-year-old Tylee Ryan and 7-year-old J.J. Vallow. She faces up to life in prison with no parole. Tennille Brown is a law professor at the University of Utah.
They're going to be piecing together. Is this a case of a really heinous crime where we want to impose the maximum sentence, or are there these mitigating factors like her history of domestic violence and maybe other mental illnesses?
Prosecutors say Vallow Daybell and her husband justified the crimes using end of times beliefs. The forecast calls for rain today in Phoenix. It could cool down about a month's worth of temperatures of 110 or better. In Denver, the high is 90. New mom Amanda Marion is taking precautions with her baby boy.
It's definitely hard for me because I can't swaddle him at night because it's just too much having too many layers on him. He gets sweaty and I don't want to do that to him.
North Carolina police say they're searching for a driver who intentionally plowed into a group of migrant workers outside a Walmart in Lincolnton yesterday. Six people were injured. All are expected to recover. Officials are asking the public for help identifying an older white male who rammed the migrants with an older model mid-sized SUV with a luggage rack. In West Africa, thousands of people who support the junta that took over Niger in last week's coup marched through the streets of the capital. The country's former party president, oil and mining ministers were arrested today. New post-pandemic concerns at U.S. schools. CBS's Jim Crisula.
1 in 10 public and private school principals left their jobs after the 2020-21 school year, the first full school year after the COVID-19 pandemic started. That's according to new data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Principal turnover was especially noticeable at schools with the majority of students of color.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 82. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 55 tonight. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 80s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. We got another hour with you, and we're gonna have fun doing it. 9:05 on the clock. James Jay behind the mic. Got my man Seth Habhager over here.
Good morning.
We're gonna have some fun this morning. Get in some entertainment news in a moment here. Otherwise, we've got a good one a little bit later. 15 things that people say they're getting too old to tolerate. That is gonna be a good one.
Our kids today.
Yes, we've got some That Ain't Right stories. Some local good stories of the day. We'll wrap up with plenty more. Touching some rafter news for you as well. I got a doubleheader today.
That's right. Let's play two.
Yeah. So all that coming up, but I want to touch on a little bit of entertainment news to kick things off. And Brad Pitt has been working on a Formula One racing movie for Apple called Apex, and it's exempt from the SAG after strike because it's filming in Hungary.
Okay.
But Brad has decided to shut down production to show solidarity with his fellow actors.
Wow.
They're going to finish any shoots that have already been scheduled, then shut down the set. Brad is producing and starring in the movie.
Okay, wow.
This is the definition of putting your money where your mouth is.
It is.
I don't know a lot of people that are doing something like that.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
That is a big, big move by him.
You have to realize how much money he's losing because of that, of shutting down production.
Had a friend of mine send me a picture of George Clooney and walking with a couple of writers through the strike.
Yeah,
you know,
picketing.
Picketing and everything. And I don't know if they knew each other or not, but they were chanting, but they were smiling as well. Mm-hmm. And there's this solidarity, and I have not seen anybody touch on this topic, but I find it so interesting, and I genuinely believe this is what's happening and what is going to continue to happen going forward here. One of the silver linings of this is that there has been for a long time a little bit of a divide, not a huge one, but a little bit of a divide between actors and writers, actors and directors, and a lot of these things.
Right.
The solidarity that is being created is going to only, I think, strengthen that bridge with all of those groups.
Yep.
And with that, I think you're going to have much more better creative process going forward, where writers and actors are working together much more. Mm-hmm. So I generally think the creative world is going to be blessed from this on the other end of it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like how it was with the pandemic, where as soon as we got to get outside again, we started appreciating being outside again.
Exactly.
I don't know the shelf life of something like that, but I genuinely believe, for one, this strike will not last. Money.
Any
other reason. Mm-hmm. And when it does end, I think you are going to see much stronger content, much better content. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the bridges with these worlds much stronger.
Right. And, you know, and this is something that I saw, and I read something about, something that people are not talking about as much, is one of the reasons why this is such a big deal with the writers and the actors now. They just saw the deal that the directors sign.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
No.
Basically, I mean, and for not just for like feature film directors, documentary film directors are toast.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
They have no rights anymore. And they're going to be just shoved to the side as all these streaming services put out these dopey, stupid documentaries about, you know, dumb things that we don't care about now.
And loose documentaries, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a documentary on Netflix that's all about the scandal of point shaving and stuff like that in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done by the guy who basically was the biggest culprit of this. Jeez. And it's all just his side. It doesn't even show you the other side of it or anything. So they're not even good documentaries.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to start seeing. Yeah.
We've all seen, like, a Ken Burns movie or good documentary.
Good documentary.
I genuinely think everybody out there is saying at least one good doc, you know, and how important those are.
Yes.
It's like the New York Times cutting their sports team, our sports
writers
and everything. We wouldn't even be talking about concussions maybe if it wasn't for the articles that the reporting that they did there. When the reporting goes, that hits all of us. That hits the reporting and journalism, the integrity of that, the importance of that was supposed to be going back to bridges.
Yep.
The bridge between us and them.
Yep.
That bridge doesn't exist. Where's the knowledge? Where's the truth? Where does that stuff
What do we
go?
Got? Yeah.
Viola Davis had a waiver for an indie movie she's doing called G20, but she's decided to halt production too. She says, quote, "I love this movie, but I do not feel that it would be appropriate for this production to move forward during the strike."
Oh, I love Viola Davis. She's so awesome.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
And Sarah Silverman's not been too happy about the exemptions. She had some choice words that we can't say on the air about it.
Or anything Sarah Silverman ever says, no.
Yeah, right, yeah. She did have a meeting with Fran Drescher, and she came out of it understanding both sides of it and everything, mm-hmm. and kind of coming forward about that. But it was an interesting, her take on it, I think, has been, was really interesting.
You know, I've been fascinated with, because not only the leadership of the unions, but just how many women are really taking a very public stance on this. And I think that's great. I think you're seeing the new leadership of the unions and stuff. That's really neat.
I'm very curious to know what you guys think out there about this next topic.
Okay.
424-2600. Cardi B is the latest performer to have something thrown at her on stage by a so-called fan. During an outdoor show at Dre's Beachland in Las Vegas, a woman threw her drink at Cardi, who responded by throwing her microphone back at the woman. Security escorted the offender out. Even though Cardi had no microphone and clearly wasn't singing, her vocals continued loud and clear. Which kind of threw, you know, it's kind of, probably shouldn't have thrown the mic.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea.
Impulsive. Right, it was an impulse thing, of course, but yeah.
But, and you, 424-2600 with me. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with what Cardi B did.
Wow.
Not at all. Not one bit. I have an issue with her, what do you call it?
Lip syncing to her own stuff.
I don't like that. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that. I got more of an issue with lip syncing. I mean, I pay money to see you. You better perform.
Yeah. Let's do it live.
How much these concerts cost, man? Yeah. I want to see a show.
Yeah.
I don't care if you can't sing and dance at the same time. If you can't do that, then don't dance. But you better dang sure sing.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't come to see you dance. I came to hear you sing or whatever.
Yeah.
You better be singing real. This entitlement that exists with fans, we've been seeing it in sports for years. You and
fans,
people getting throwing stuff or saying things at NBA players. There was a stretch of that a couple years ago, right? That happened, and
yep.
a lot of guys are never back to those arenas and that kind of mm-hmm. thing. That ticket costs a lot of money. I get it. But nobody made you pay that much money to go see Cardi B or to go see any of these acts.
Yeah.
As soon as you pay that money, as soon as you're going there, you're a guest. You're a guest.
Wow. You know, I hadn't thought of it, but that is an excellent way of looking at it. When you are a guest, you have certain responsibilities, just like the host has certain responsibilities, which I'm sorry, has been completely lost in this day and age, the guest-host relationship. And you are so right. I never thought of it like that, but I agree with you 100%.
The entitlement that exists in some people, it would be baffling if we didn't see it almost every day.
Yep.
And just get numb to it almost. Yet we can't afford to get numb to these things.
No.
But getting close, because it's every other day there's a story like this.
Think about this. You're on stage completely unprotected. You have nothing. You are
this is my
out
whole point.
There.
Yes.
And someone throws a drink at you?
That's as cowardly to me as two on one. It's as cowardly to me as that. I don't know, an older gentleman picking on a bunch of kids, teenagers trying to do their job. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Yep.
When we see a big guy pick on a little guy mm-hmm. or something, it is the same type of world to me.
Yep.
That is a defenseless person up there that is not expecting these things.
Exactly.
If we want to turn everything into a bar like the first bar I went to in Texas with the chicken wire in front of the stage.
Just see the Blues Brothers, right?
Yeah. Yes. If we want to turn everything into that,
sure, right.
But I don't feel like watching my favorite performers through chicken wire.
No, they shouldn't have to. They should not, because these are their fans.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be.
Isn't that
they like them, right? That's why you're there.
Yeah. Isn't that one of the biggest weirdnesses of this?
That's so
these are people
strange. who are
supposed to be fans of these people,
and they're doing this.
Yeah. That ain't right. You got an issue with a concert? Do what everybody else does. Go to social media. No, I don't. The idea that's going back to what we were saying about complaining to the clerk about the gas prices and everything. Mm-hmm. One, it doesn't make any sense because they can't do anything about it.
Right.
And two, you have no excuse nowadays. There are a billion outlets for you to whine and complain.
To vent your spleen. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm glad you used the word vent there because I want to make it very, really clear. I think that there is a gigantic, a Grand Canyon difference between venting and whining.
Mm-hmm.
Venting. We all deserve that. Everybody deserves to get things off their chest or to just get, oh, I just needed to vent.
Yep, like, exactly.
And
yep.
Then after you're done venting, you feel a little bit better and that rational brain kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
The whiner is the person that is in a constant constant in place of that.
Yes.
And no self-awareness. No.
None.
None. No ability to realize that they do things wrong too.
Yeah.
That person that we all know. Some of us work with them. Some of us know them. Some of us have voted or not voted for them.
Exactly.
But yeah, that type of person is what I'm talking about when I say the whiner out there.
Yep.
It's hard to imagine anybody other than Steve Carell as Michael Scott in The Office, but almost didn't happen.
Really?
He is not the only actor who was considered, and the two guys that were even offered the part before him. And we finally know who those two people were.
Wow.
Paul Giamatti.
Ooh.
And the great late Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that one got me. Paul Giamatti's an awesome actor.
He's an excellent actor,
yes. I love him. I don't think he would have been as great as Michael Scott. only because his nervousness is more of a nervous anger that he does.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Whereas
yeah.
Michael Scott is a more of a... Like, Michael would say something that would make you cringe and at the same time empathize with him. That is the talent level of a Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
That is the ability that Steve Carell can do.
Right.
He can create that empathy while also making you cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how, but he's able to do that with that character and everything.
He's made a career out of it, actually.
Yeah. I actually think Philip Seymour Hoffman could have done a very similar job. I don't know if he would have been as good, but I think he could have done a very similar good job.
He's interesting, you know, because I always associated him with intensity.
Yeah,
you know, he was so good at playing these really intense characters in a lot of different ways. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he was like just one kind of character. He did lots of different roles, but he had a certain amount of intensity that I don't know if that would have worked as well with the character as what Steve Carell did. So, yeah.
Rainn Wilson went after it as well, but didn't end up obviously getting it. But they ended up asking him to audition for Dwight, and he gets the role of Dwight.
And boy, did he kill it. Did he kill it, man?
This is part of the reason I tell actors all the time, I didn't get the part I wanted, but I got a part. Good. You got a part.
you got a part, man.
Like, for one, trust the director.
Yep.
I would say that out of the 101 roles I have played, I have probably not gotten the role I went for 50% of the time.
Okay.
And 100% of the time, I have been thankful for the role I got and come out of it saying, oh, yeah, that's who I should have played. The director was right.
Yep.
That's cool. I would say that. Patton Oswalt, Adam Scott, and Bob Odenkirk also were almost a Michael Scott.
Patton Oswalt would have been weird. As much as I love Patton Oswalt, that would have been strange.
We should admit that you and I are two of the biggest Patton Oswalt fans in the world.
Yes.
So leaning on that, and we're also very big Bob Odenkirk fans.
Yeah, and again, another great Bob. Oh. Boy, that would have been interesting.
It'd have been interesting.
Bob, I think, could have pulled it off. I think he could have. Yeah.
He's the closest, I would say, to being able to do that role similar to where Steve Carell did. And for those that are big Office fans, Bob Odenkirk was on the first season.
He had
a guest role on there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So it was kind of interesting.
But the only thing is that I would have missed Bob Odenkirk is one of the best fake mad people.
Oh.
He is so good at that. The fake yelling that he does is amazing.
Will Ferrell is great. Chris Farley was legendary. But for my money, there's nobody who does it like Bob Odenkirk does.
Nope.
That's so many examples I could give you.
Mr. Show, he did so good.
They would all be from Mr. Show. They would all be from Mr. Show.
Written by Bob.
Yes. And finally, want to wrap up in entertainment with something that's going to seem a little bit, self-promoting, because it is. It's Muppet Monday, everybody.
Muppet Monday. James, tell me, why is it Muppet Monday?
I'm glad you asked, Seth, because as I go into the eagle from the Muppet Show, I just want everybody to know that I'm normal. My wonderfully talented, amazing oldest daughter, Bria, and I are doing a podcast together called What the Muppet. And every Monday, an episode will drop. And today's is the first episode. The first episode is called Chaos Meets Fine Dining.
Oh, I am so listening to this. Oh my gosh.
It's about a half an hour, and you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts. Right. It's on iTunes and Spotify and all of that. Mm-hmm. What we do is Bree and I get together, and we have about four hats in front of us. And the first hat is a Muppet quote or fact. Okay. And we pull that out, and for example, we don't know any of the – all of this is improv.
Yep.
All of this is improv.
Nice. So
we pull whatever this is, and just as an example, Jim Henson's son has a quote about the Muppets, and we'll talk about him and talk about that a little bit.
Very cool.
And then we go to the next hat, which is filled with 64, I believe, Muppets and Muppet movies.
Okay.
And then we grab one of those out of the hat, like say we grab Kermit out of the hat, and we talk about Kermit and discuss Kermit a little bit.
Kermit the Frog here.
Nice. Such a good impression. And then we go to the next hat, which is a situation. Would you let Kermit plan your bachelor party? You know, that kind of thing. And so we discuss that stuff.
Yeah, right.
We discuss whether we would let Kermit do it. I mean, Kermit would probably, it would be very well organized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much fun it would be. I don't know, you know. And we're going to the museum today. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It'd be fun. It'd be interesting. And that's where we go with the show.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with it. It's a blast, everybody. If you are looking for just a break, just some fun, just something easy, fun to listen to, I think it's a perfect bet.
I love the originality of it. Mm. It's just kind of the randomness of it. And I mean, so is there a cultural, you know, that so many of us know? Mm. And it's because it's such a generational thing. I mean, like, it's your daughter. And you both know the Muppets so well because of the generational appeal that the Muppets have. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And I will totally be listening to that.
We really, really appreciate already the people that are following the page and that have already jumped onto it. We didn't even release an episode. We've already got people jumping on and everything.
That's great.
Really humbled by that and thankful
to it. That's awesome, dude.
We're going to do this one for a while. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Should be a lot of fun, yeah.
What you brought up a great point there, Seth. Two of the cool things about this that we've discovered is, one, I grew up on The Muppet Show when mm-hmm. it first came about, when it was first being created and everything, like you and many of our yep. people out there. As you mentioned, Bree, just as diehard about The Muppets, but was a much very different generation.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
Down the line. So we have very different perspectives that we bring to this. Mm-hmm. And while her and I, are so alike, we have very different sides on things.
Mm-hmm.
The other fun part of this is, we all know Kermit, Miss Piggy, some of the big names. We've done five episodes already.
Yep.
We've recorded five. We only released the first one today. We've been grabbing I didn't even know that Muppet's name. Yeah. I didn't even know that, which you know the Muppet, but you could draw.
What are they actually called? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's been a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Again, What the Muppet, it drops every Monday. Every Monday is a Muppet Monday now. And wherever you get your podcasts, we encourage you to download it. And thank you so much again for supporting the show, everybody.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Daytime highs approaching 82. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 55 tonight. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 80s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth and James are going to get into a topic in a second. First, we got a call here. I want to take it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hello. I'm worrying about our phone
situation. I am worrying about it, too. Yeah, it was working fine on Saturday for Over the Back Fence. I don't know what happened.
Kind of hope we get that figured out before Playmakers today from 3 to 4, our call-in show.
Yeah.
424-2600.
Man.
Get rid of the call 3 to 4 today. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing. Let's go ahead and get into this, Seth. People online are talking about things that they are getting too old to deal with.
Okay.
And you can probably relate to a few of these, no matter how old you are. One of my favorite things is when I run into teenagers and they complain about some of these things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, it's great. We are not alone on these
things. No, not at all.
So number one on the list, arguing with other people. One person said, it makes me think of Keanu Reeves, who once said he protects his peace by refusing to argue with anyone about anything.
Wow.
He said, 1 + 1 = 5. You're right. Have fun. This is a literal.
Wow.
I think that it's been exaggerated a bit, but this is a big part of the way Keanu lives his life.
Interesting.
I've seen him debate people before, so I know that he is capable of this and does do it. But he truly chooses his battles wisely.
Yeah.
I've been spending a long time working to be more and more like that.
Okay.
Concerts without assigned seating. People are done with it. Done with it. How dare you?
You know, I was actually looking at a concert that's coming up this fall in Madison of a band that I'm really into right now. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know, a more recent band. So I know there's going to be a lot more younger folk at the thing. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, so what do we got here? And they have like the premium seating on the upper balcony.
Yeah.
And that's a sign. And then everything else was general admission. And I was like, no, yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I feel too old for it, man.
I hear you, man. Hangovers. Yeah.
But really, at any age. I mean, come on now, you know.
There has never been an age where you just bounce back from a hangover. Maybe you bounce back a little better than you did before, but
it does definitely, I'm sure, get worse when you're older.
Lack of sleep. Also, sleeping on air mattresses was also an outlier on this one.
Isn't that weird how your body just starts refusing to sleep on anything but a nice bed?
Yeah.
I mean, the older you get, it's like, nope, not sleep. Nope. Get that out of here. We're not doing that.
I spent a lot of my youth sleeping on a cot and everything. And I've slept on floors. I've slept on a lot of things. I'm with this. I'll do it. I'll sleep on a air mattress.
Right.
I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a point in time as a kid where you didn't notice anything about an air mattress. Like, if anything, it seemed fun to sleep on that.
It's like different. Yeah, it was interesting.
As an adult, as soon as somebody says, oh, we have an air mattress, you feel the ache in your back.
Yes.
It they don't even finish the word mattress, and your back is already like, ah, dang
don't,
it.
Don't why, you dare. Don't is, you dare.
Why is my back hurting? Oh, the air mattress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Caring about people who don't care about you. Yikes.
Okay. I understand what they're saying here in that, you know, don't waste time on, you know, worrying about that person that you pretty much doesn't, you know, you think doesn't like you or I don't like you. You know, just like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm not going to try to make them like me kind of thing. I'll just stick with the people who do like me, you know? Maybe that's what they're – that's the way I'm taking it anyway. We'll just say that.
How about like this, sitting on the floor.
It's so sad but true.
It's so true.
It's so true.
It ain't nothing to get down there. That's all right.
Yeah.
Getting down there is fine. It's getting off the floor.
Getting up. And you have to put your body in these weird contortions in order to get off the floor.
It's not right.
When you're a kid, you just hop up, you know? You're good. You're just boink, you're good. But now, no.
So my whole youth, I used to take pride in and love and show off any chance I get. I can do the thing where I'm sitting on my legs and I can jump up and be right on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do it every once in a while just to prove that I can still do it to myself. I don't do it in front of other people.
No.
I just do it by myself. And the other day I did it and there was a wobble.
Oh boy.
Oh no. And this is what I realized from it. Whenever I'm going, we all do this. I'm not going to even ask. We all do this. When you're going to go and sit on the floor, you look for what you can pull yourself up off of when you're going to get up. Like, what's near? I'm going to sit next to the couch because I can lean on the couch to help me get up. I can.
God help you if it's the middle of the floor. Yeah, God help you.
Yeah. You might as well be in the middle of the ocean. You're never getting off of that
floor. You're never getting off the floor.
You're stuck there now. This is where I live now. Bring me a pillow. This is where I live now. Keeping up with the new slang. Yeah, but I've never cared about that.
No. In fact, I do the opposite. I try to bring back like really, really old slang, like from the 1920s.
Yes. I still say dig, and I don't care. I like it. I like the term. I like the word.
Yeah.
I say awesome, and I don't know if people even say that anymore. Yeah. I don't know. But
Marvy. You know, I like to bring back Marvy, but no one has really followed me on that one.
Good.
But,
that's a good one. And it doesn't really pay anyway because these all come back anyway.
It will.
Kids are still using the word cool.
Cool. Yeah. They're still using dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one I didn't think was going to last. But dude is still used. So you never know what's going to stick around.
Keeping up with new music. I try to do that. That's just harder for me to do now that I don't really listen to, you know, a lot of places you get new music.
Exactly. And I have found as I've gotten older, I'm much more choosy. You know, about wanting, because I don't want to waste time. I just want to listen to stuff I want to listen to. And I have nothing against new music. There's a lot of new artists that I like. But it's very, you know, I'm going to try this and you'll be a little more picky about what I'm going to check out kind of thing.
The older you get, the less time you have to just
do part of it too,
things.
Yeah.
So you really, it's like with TV shows and movies. It's got to be a hit. It's got to be a good one because if I'm spending 2 hours watching this and it sucks, like I
feel like a wasted time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's rough. That's tough. Yeah. Waiting in line.
Wait a minute. No one likes waiting in line.
Nobody likes that.
Nah, that one's, yeah.
This is great. Again, this is a list of people that say that they're getting too old to tolerate these things.
Yep.
Convincing people not to do dumb stuff. A billion percent. Outside of children, children, young people, anybody under the age of 18, or even if you're 18, 19, I still got some grace with that.
Yeah.
But outside of that, if I am done trying to win people or convince people to do this or to do that, you know, first off, most people you're not going to do that with.
No.
Very few people have ever changed because you talk down to them or you any of these things that a lot of people do in society nowadays. That doesn't add up. But I will say that I, very similar to the top thing here of arguing with people that don't go anywhere, like I'm done with that. If you and I don't agree, I'll use Flat Earth as an example.
Okay.
I am open-minded about everything under the sun that you want to talk to me about. I'll hear you. You want to try to convince me that Sasquatch exists? Okay, I'll hear you. I don't know if he does or doesn't. Go ahead. Let's have a conversation about it. Flat Earth, no. Stop it. No. We prove this. We have every day around us a proof that the world is round. Let me just go ahead and do this real quickly. A real little test here, everybody.
Yep.
Okay, I just dropped my pen. Gravity exists. We are a round planet. Right there, you can prove it wrong.
There you go.
That's the one thing. But if I got a, I've had this happen with students, even with a fellow teacher once that believed in this, which was scary to me. I am not, they wanted to have a big, deep conversation about this. And I was about to do it. And then I'm like, no. No.
What's the point?
No. I got no energy for this. No. Nothing I say. I could be the creator themselves, and this person is not going to change their opinion.
No.
Mm-mm. So what am I doing here? Why am I? I got other things I could do. I got better things to do with my life.
Here's the weird thing about that.
I don't think young people are like that.
You don't think so?
Young people are more inclined to get into the
argument. Yeah, or try to do that.
Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. I was going to say, it's just kind of a side note here. Why are they all evangelicals about it?
Yes.
They have to talk to you about it. Yeah. They can't just say, yeah, I believe the earth is flat, and end it there. It never stops there. No. Why?
They've got to try to convince you. They've got to. They just.
Man.
There's one person I know that's done this, that has done it just simply because they are not going to budge.
Mm-hmm.
They've been proven it. They're a smart enough person that I believe that they have the logic in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to admit they're wrong.
That could be too.
Can I speak to that type of person for a second?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Knock it off. Knock it off. We actually think you're smarter and stronger and braver when you can admit you're wrong.
Exactly.
That's a strong thing. The smartest people I've ever known, the greatest leaders I've ever known, can do that, can own a mistake and learn from it.
Yep.
Guess what? That's what we all do.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Number 13 on this list of things that we're getting too old to tolerate, parenting. I don't know if that's funny or sad, but yeah, that's an interesting one.
It's one of the weirdest things. It's one of the weirdest paradoxes. Mm. When you're young and you have the energy for parenting, but you don't necessarily have the world experience.
Yeah,
You're older, and which will help you, but you don't have the energy anymore to be a parent. It's like,
And I think the last one on this list is very similar to a lot of these. Other people's drama. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't.
I got no time for it.
Yeah.
I just have no time for
it. Keep the drama on the stage where it belongs, on your TV. That's fine. But no, I don't want to deal with yours.
Yeah. We'll keep this topic going to the end of the show, 424-2600, if you want to call up and join the conversation. Otherwise, when we get back, we're going to get into some Denny Wright stories. We have some local good stories of the day. And speaking of that, we got Melissa's News now on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Over 1,000 customers are still without power as of early this morning across the state. WPS customers lost power last night due to the severe thunderstorms passing through the area. Wausau had over 5,000 customers with outages last night, according to WSAW. The Wisconsin Public Service outage map shows power outages starting in Green Bay and heading north. The largest percentage of customers without power is in Freedom, where 20% of customers are without power as of early this morning. An 18-year-old from Neillsville died early yesterday morning after he crashed his vehicle in Marshfield. Emergency crews responded to the scene of a one-vehicle crash on Veterans Parkway near South Cedar Avenue at 12:51 Thursday morning. Abraham Drinka was the only person in the car and suffering from critical injuries. He was transported to the Marshfield Medical Center, where he died. The investigation shows Drinka was driving on South Cedar Avenue and struck an embankment before coming to rest on Veterans Parkway. Officials believe speed and alcohol are factors in the crash. Celebrate Plover starts today with a car show at 5, the Lake Pakawa Run, Walk, and Roll 5K begins at 6, and balloon pilots will take flight at 6:30. At dusk, they'll set the balloons to glow. Music will play into the night by Southbound from 6 to 11. The events kick off tomorrow with the volleyball tournament at 9, along with the opening of the craft show. Music starts at 1:30, right after the fire department water fight gets going at 1. They'll have music all afternoon and end the night with the band Grand Union and fireworks at dusk. There's free admission and free parking at Lake Pakawa Park in Plover. The Frank Hornburg chapter of Trout Unlimited will have their annual brat fry at Fall Line Outfitters on Saturday, July 29th from 11 to 2. Please stop down and support their chapter. Fall Line Outfitters is located on the square in downtown Stevens Point. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South,
Wisconsin Rapids.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 82. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 55 tonight. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We all know that's what friends are for.
That's right.
It was a big, big hit.
It was huge, man.
When I think of like big hits of our youth, this is one of the biggest ones. That easily. It would seem like every other minute it was on the radio somewhere.
Man, that harmonica coming in. Yeah. I think Stevie Wonder played it. Yep. And it's totally, as the two notes in, you know exactly what song it is.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, too.
I didn't think
of that way. Yeah. So we got some That Ain't Right stories to touch on here. And, a lot of people worrying about AI, worrying about computers nowadays or robots and some of this stuff. So I'm curious. I don't think we've had anything in this field, though, when it comes to this. Humans aren't ready to accept robot preachers.
Oh, jeez.
Researchers conducted experiments where they replaced religious leaders with humanoid robots reading sermons created with artificial intelligence. And they found that the robots got less respect and generated fewer donations. But the robots' credibility was close to humans. So it's possible that attitudes could change on a scale from 1 to 5, with 5 being most credible. Mm-hmm. The robot preachers got credibility rating of 3.1 compared to 3.5 for human preachers.
Wow.
That is bothersome. That last part right there. I don't have a real leg to stand on this one.
Okay.
I will say that I would, if I was going to church or anything, I would prefer a human being.
You would think. Well, here's the weird paradox of this whole thing. Okay, so you're going to church. That means that in some way, shape, or form, you believe that, you know, your soul is not connected necessarily to your body all the time. When you die, it goes some, you know, you still continue to live in a different form. AI has no soul.
Yeah.
It's a constructed thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems kind of weird to me, where you would, wait a minute. So you would take what this soulless thing, even though you are, by being here, you're admitting that you believe that there's more to human beings than just flesh and blood.
Yeah.
I think that's very bizarre.
Yes.
That's very strange.
I don't like the idea of something telling me that I could go to heaven or hell that doesn't care. Like, because it's not going to.
Yes.
I got no dog in this. I got no.
Theoretically, it could live forever. So, but let me do a little, bragging about my wife, because I can't imagine some AI doing what she does every Sunday when she goes up there. She has her notes and everything, but if anyone's ever checked out the service on YouTube or anything like that, you'll see the way that she preaches. She does it extemporaneously. She just preaches whatever is moving her. Mm-hmm. She likes to say she lets go and lets God. Mm-hmm. So I honestly don't see how an AI could match that. Because it's not necessary. She hasn't scripted it. She just goes out there and goes with the flow, basically. So I don't know how it could be as meaningful as if a person is up there doing it.
I've mentioned before, I'm not a religious person. I have nothing mm-hmm. against religion. I just don't believe in faking it. So, if it speaks to me, if it pulls me, I will be all in. I come sure. from very religious people, so mm-hmm. I have nothing against it or at all. Mm-hmm. So, again, don't have much of a leg to stand on here, but I'll say I've never seen anybody more naturally great at doing something like that as Beth.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I've watched a couple of her sermons, mm-hmm. and I first was pulling them up for my dad, actually, mm-hmm. and for him to watch them. And I remember a couple of times where him watching them on a Sunday or Sunday night or something like that, and I'm bopping around doing things, and something she says catches me, and I'm there for like 15 more minutes. even though I got other things that I should be doing.
Yeah, right.
I'm stuck listening to her, mm-hmm. And I mean stuck in a good way.
Yep.
And I don't know many people that could do that to me in that position. And I can tell that some of it organic, mm-hmm. but it's all heart with her.
Yep.
Like she's so she brings things to the table that not only I don't think some other preachers could do. I don't think a robot could ever do.
No. There's an organic ability there that just can't. I don't think could be matched by AI. I just really don't think. Unless we're talking what we have now. I mean, who knows in the future. Maybe if they get to actual AI, which, let me remind everyone, we are nowhere near AI right now. Calm down. But
we are closer to time travel
yep.
than we are actual AI.
Which
actual
is crazy.
Intelligence, yep. thinking and being for itself.
Exactly. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That should tell you how much you, again, this isn't something that I think you can turn a blind eye to. I think we should be paying attention to this.
Right.
But I also don't think that you need to start boarding up your house and worrying about robots overlords taking over or something.
What we do need to be careful of, and I think like you said, we need to pay attention to, is how people are using it right now.
Yes.
That I think is something we should be very concerned about. Keep an eye on that. But of the robots taking over, we got some time. I think we're okay.
I will say the one outside thing about this is that we're seeing a lot of issues. And we have in our whole in our mm-hmm. lifetimes a lot of issues with the Catholic Church and some of the actions of the yep. church and everything. I could see some concern there and some, well, a robot ain't going to do that.
That's true.
So I just trying to be fair about the subject.
Yeah.
Look at all the angles of this and everything.
Right, right.
I don't think that you need to go to extremes of robots to prevent that.
Oh, you shouldn't have to.
I don't think so. But yeah. I will say that is something that will come up in this conversation, I imagine, as this conversation evolves. As it goes along,
I think you're absolutely right.
For better or worse.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'll... What I keep thinking of is the, for every good robot preacher they have, there's going to be, rural towns that can't afford a great one, maybe, or maybe an older model, and it's just getting stuck. And what do we do with machines when they're stuck? We hit them.
Yeah.
We hit them to get them working again.
Hit the preacher. He's not working.
I'm not doing that. No, somebody's got to hit the preacher to get it working again. I'm not doing it. I'm not. And you're just left there for the rest of the sermon, just a bit. It's just stuck.
Oh,
God. Because nobody wants to fix it.
That would be awful. By the way, every preacher in the future has to be the robot preacher from Futurama.
Yes.
Has to look and sound just like him. And yes. then I'll be fine yes. with it. It's hilarious.
I wish I'd have thought of that. Oh, that's so good. Taking a break. Come back with some more of That Ain't Right and some good stuff, local good stuff, right here for you at WFHR.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. I'm going to get into a couple more of That Ain't Right things, and then some local good stories of the day. We've got some great stuff going on in our area we want to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a doozy. A neighborhood in New Jersey recently lost its ice cream truck after someone complained about the music.
What?
A Mr. Softy truck was driving about around playing its jingle like always, and somebody found it annoying. It happened in back Blackwood, New Jersey, near Philly. Someone else who lives in the neighborhood got on Facebook, and they said, quote, Mr. Softy has disappeared and been told not to come back around in our area because one neighbor called to complain about the music.
Aww.
It's not clear who complained, but the local news heard about it and got in touch with the Mr. Softy headquarters. They say they occasionally get complaints like this, and if a driver's been blasting the jingle at 10 p.m. at night or something, they'll make it stop. But this was in the middle of the day, and if they didn't play it all at all, they wouldn't have customers.
Right.
This is how they get customers.
So people hear the truck coming. Yeah.
Kids in the neighborhood can breathe a sigh of relief, though. Other neighbors got in touch with Mr. Softy to complain about the complainer. So now the truck will return.
Is there an actual Mr. Softy?
I'd love that. I would love that. Hello, I'm Mr. Softy. I like that he talked like that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that ain't right, man.
No!
This idea of entitlement that exists with certain people, where you think the world literally revolves around you, you think the roads revolve around you, or if certain industries do, or anything like that.
Okay, it's an ice cream truck. It moves. Okay? Yes, you'll have to listen to the music a little bit, and then it'll move on to the next stop. That's what it does. That's why it's... Well, we've got an ice cream truck in town here.
Yeah.
And we hear it every now and then. And when I hear it, I'm not like, you know, like, wow, this is great music. When I'm hearing it, what I think is, hey, there's the ice cream truck. Because that's how I know it's coming.
I'll be honest with you guys. What I hear when I hear it, what I think is, oh, how much change do I have? I
do I have enough?
Start looking like in money? My pockets and everything for money. It's just an instinct. So I think I could play the jingle here. Let me see if I
can get
the...
Cool.
I can't believe it worked.
Nope, of doing course this once. That's not gonna... yeah, I'll get it here in just a second. Here.
Yeah.
We go.
Okay.
That's what you're complaining about. that playing in the middle of the day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you have no sound in your house? Who gets annoyed by this?
You're living in an urban area, obviously. Yeah, there's going to be sound all the time.
Wow.
Man.
I don't know. It sounds like ice cream to me.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
That's all I hear is ice cream on that one. That's an interesting.
Their mascot's a little creepy. But other than that, you know.
Yeah. Now, that I could easily see having an issue
change with that. Change the mascot a little bit. But
no problem if they want to do something about that. That is a little different.
Oh, goodness.
A ride in New York malfunctioned last weekend and wouldn't stop. It happened at a place called Playland Park just outside of New York City. The ride is called Music Express. It's a common one at fairs and carnivals. You go in a circle, forward or reverse, and usually with the music blaring. It got stuck going backwards at full speed, and the emergency shutoff didn't work. Maintenance workers eventually stopped it by disconnecting the power.
Oh, wow.
The ride usually lasts about 3 minutes, but at least twice as long this time. A few reports said even 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Whatever it was, one guy said it felt like an eternity. The kids were crying. Oh, it was just a really bad. The park blamed it on an electrical malfunction and shut the ride down. But that ain't right, man.
Oh, man. I know in the end it probably wasn't that long, but can you imagine being on that ride for that? It must have seemed like an eternity. Oh, man.
There is no amusement park ride that I could handle being stuck on. Like, zero. There's not. The teacup thing, even. No. There's not one of those things that I would want to be a part of.
Oh, you're stuck on the top of the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. We got some local good stories of the day we want to touch on. Seth's going to kick it off for us.
First of all, I wanted to mention the art display that's going on at Alexander House in Port Edwards until August 15th. It's a juried mixed media exhibition exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly, and it's celebrating Port Edwards being named a monarch village, which is very cool. Yeah. Alexander House is open from 1 to 4 Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or by special appointment. Go to their website, alexanderhouseonline.org/events, if you want to check that out. Very cool. Lots of stuff about butterflies.
I've heard great things about it.
Yes, absolutely. And we are still collecting, I don't want to say this.
You gotta say it.
Okay, everyone, shoe us the love.
Yeah.
For the Southwood County Humane Society. You can drop off shoes right here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. Our normal hours are 9 to 4, so drop them off Monday through Friday. Anytime for that, of course. It's a great cause because not only does it get shoes to people who need them, it also gets money for the Southwood County Humane Society.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check that out. We're collecting that through August 4th. So we have just coming up this week, this Friday, will be the end of it. So.
And be listening every Thursday around the 9 o'clock hour when we have Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Humane Society, join us with our Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure to mention this because we only have a few more weeks of this. So the breakfasts are done, but we do have lunches available, free meals available for kids. These meals are available to all children 18 years of age and under. If you for lunch, you can go to Mead Park near the splash pad up until August 18th from 11:30 to 12:30. And the Winter Park shelter outside of the Aquatic Center up until August 18th from 11:30 to 12:30. If you have questions, you can contact them by emailing schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Of course, our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their Stuff the Desk going on. Mm-hmm. You've only got a couple of days left to still register.
Yeah.
If you or someone you know have a child that could really use these tools to help them learn, we greatly appreciate you getting up your name in this so that you can get some school supplies.
Yes.
Just as importantly, and maybe even more importantly now at this point where we are in this, we need supplies.
Yes.
You can go to uswswac.org or the United Way's Facebook page to see the items that they could really in need of.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, I can't think of many better ways to make an impact into the future by being a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We greatly appreciate to find out more. uswswac.org.
Yes.
You can also call 211 to find out more. And drop off items at the United Way or locations that you can find there.
Exactly. And this Thursday at Lunch by the River, they're doing their stuff in the bus.
Yes.
So bring your stuff to Lunch by the River this Thursday. We're here already. My goodness. I can't believe we're here.
And please, if you're interested, you're looking for a nice way to spend a half an hour, download and listen to the podcast, The Muppets, What the Muppet.
Well, I got to do some dishes later. I got to listen to something while I'm doing the dishes, right? So I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do,
It's a lot of fun, everybody. We greatly appreciate you doing that wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah.
More importantly, Civic Media this blood donation challenge is on. We are asking all of you to be a part of this. If you are able-bodied, if you have done your homework and you feel comfortable donating blood, you are a hero. We appreciate you so much. We've got an opportunity locally today. You can donate from noon to 6:15 at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to them. What you do is you take a selfie of yourself donating.
Yep.
And you upload that on all your social media with the hashtag Civic Pints. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it directly there. And you'll get yourself not only a chance to win some brewer tickets or rafter or state fair tickets. If you include the hashtag WFHR, you'll instantly win rafter tickets.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep.
Gonna have a chance to win some Civic Media gear. But more importantly than all of that, you are putting into your community, to your world, to your state. You're helping
everywhere.
Strangers helping strangers. There ain't many better actions you can do than doing something like that. All of us want to give back in some way. Not everybody can.
Yep.
This is something that almost all of us can do. We greatly
appreciate. We've all got blood, and we've all got blood that can be used by someone.
Civicmedia.us/giveblood. Appreciate you being a part of that.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, Rafter Baseball on the radio dial tonight. We're looking forward to this. Let's play two.
That's right.
Got a couple of great games going on for us tonight. Our first game will kick off at 3:00.